This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row. I'm Lee Chui Lin. The struggle for an identity is a struggle faced by many, if not all. For artist Sean Lin, this was manifested in a conflict encapsulating the meaning of Chineseness as he and his generation are confronted by Western influences. Motherland is a collection of 18 works which, in their own way, reflect his struggle to juggle his roots with his path. Today, we have Sean Lin in the studio to walk us through the journey of his motherland. So, motherland's quite a loaded word. What does it mean to you?
Well, in the context of this show, it's really about my personal cultural history, in a way. And the idea, the gap between my dad's impression of China as opposed to my own.
Why did you choose to express this difference or this understanding through art?
Well, art is really what I do. I guess if I'm doing anything else, I would pretty much struggle with the same issues and, you know, the same thing. But art is what I do, basically. I don't know how else to answer that.
How much of this issue has kind of occupied your headspace, you know? Is it something that you... I mean, it's one thing to think about things to write about or to express, but it's another thing for something to be part of, I guess, your daily life, your daily conversations. Would you say that this is an issue that you think about a lot in daily life?
Very much so. Ever since I was young, I guess because I was born into a very traditional Chinese environment, and I kind of went through a process of self-Westernization, if you will. You know, I got into this whole Western pop culture thing when I was quite young, and I really have to kind of get materials outside of my circle, you know, like comic books and all that, while the rest of my friends are pretty much into very Chinese interests, you know. So, yeah, very early on, I was quite conscious about this issue of identity. Yep.
Taking a step back and looking at your previous exhibition, Flesh, the gap between Flesh and Motherland would seem to be quite wide. While Motherland is an explosion of colour, Flesh was more monochromatic. You know, what inspired the change of approach in terms of your collections?
Well, I don't really think about style that much. It's really not my... I think the pursuit of style is quite a unnecessary one. You know, it looks very different from my first show, this one. But it's not an issue of me consciously trying to change or to do something that is different. But whereas I think about the work that I want to do and what it needs. So I think the effect it's quite natural that this looks very different from the last one because it deals with different issues. So I think moving forward, I don't think I want to have a style. It's not that I want or don't want to have a style, but it's just really not a concern of mine thinking about style.
So yep. You're not going to say, okay, before this was monochromatic, now it's colorful, next up I'm going to just explore.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's not the focus at all.
You referenced comic books just then. Yep. What have been some of your key influences when it comes to art?
When it comes to art itself, I went to art school, so there are figures in my, you know, student years that I really look up to. Of course, art history is also a reference point, but this whole show is really inspired by the kind of materials that I immersed myself in when I was a kid. You know, comic books, novels like The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, you know, even the King Arthur myths, you know, things like that. Yeah.
Can you tell us what difference it makes in terms of having a curator partake in an exhibition as opposed to when a curator does not, and it's, you know, more in the hands of the artist in terms of what he or she wants to show?
I think curators are more actively involved in group shows or where you need some sort of composing, you know, to come up with a coherent narrative in a sense, you know, when you just need to pick up different artists of different works. In terms of solo show, I think it's pretty much down to myself, you know, how I envision a show. And Wei Ling, as a gallery, she's very supportive in my vision. And I don't know, in terms of solo show, at least for me, I don't really feel much involvement from curators and all that.
What was the process by which you came up with the order of it? You know, do you start with, okay, so we know that this issue of identity is one that you wanted to explore, mm-hmm. but in terms of trying to come up with something coherent or something that would work, right, as mm-hmm. a single exhibition, mm-hmm. what was the thought process that went into, okay, this piece works, this piece does not, this piece goes after this?
Okay, I guess I don't have a really structured way of coming up with the series. I was just focusing piece by piece. Whether it works or not, I don't know. What that's up to me. You know, I can do my best and put it up, and I don't really have any interest in trying to impose my ideas onto the viewers. So, yeah, I don't really think about that much. Yeah.
The issue of identity is a personal one, but it's also a cultural thing, a community mm-hmm. thing.
Yes.
So when it comes to how identity is explored in your artwork, you know, do you feel any sort of responsibility to speak to or for others in your generation and in your position?
I don't think so, no. I think this whole show, I'm not really trying to make a commentary about society or culture at large. It comes from somewhere that is much more intimate than that. You know, it's about my relationship with my parents primarily, you know, how I experience Chinese and Western pop culture. So I don't really take on the responsibility, or I try not to at this point. I don't think that I can speak for anyone else but myself. At least this series for me, it's a very personal one, yeah.
How have you expressed, or at all, mm-hmm. The history of Chinese migrants into Malaysia? I mean, looking at the motifs, looking at some of the things you explore, was that history something that you wanted to convey?
It's natural, I guess. I mean, because my grandfather migrated here, and I think immigrants are, in a sense, more Chinese than mainland Chinese somehow, because we didn't go through that period of cultural revolution. So we kind of retain a lot of the tradition or core ideas.
Because I think when you're an other, you're kind of mm-hmm. forced to get more insular, or you end up kind of defending your culture.
Yes,
as opposed to people who have never had to defend their culture because they're in a monoculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
In the e-catalog, you mentioned feeling like an imposter during your college years and even sometimes now.
Yeah.
Why is that so?
Right now. I do. No, because you have to understand, when I was growing up, you know, I have a bunch of friends who are really good people, but they don't really share my interests. So when I got to college, you know, you see a whole bunch of English ed people, and I made friends with them. So I thought I could just blend in quite seamlessly. Although we do share the same interests, you know, we speak the same language and all that, but there are just moments when you realize you're not a part of it growing up with them, you know, like some sort of inside jokes that you really couldn't get unless you grew up in that culture.
Unless you speak Hokkien, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes I do feel like some sort of imposter. But even then, going back to the group that I grew up with, sometimes I feel the same as well. So I'm like sort of in this cultural no man's land in a way, you know. So, yeah.
You talked about self-Westernization as part of your childhood. Mm-hmm. So in trying to explore the meaning of Chineseness, or trying to come up with sort of Chinese, having Chinese motifs in your artwork, have you gone through a self-de-Westernization? Is that a part of it?
Not really. I don't see it that way. You know, there's a sense of clarity when you kind of look at something from the outside. So I guess I appreciate Chinese culture even more so now, you know, to be able to sometimes see it as an outsider and kind of have this vantage point or reference point of Western culture and being able to kind of compare the two. So, I'm grateful in that way. Yeah.
I'm speaking today with Sean Lean, an artist whose latest exhibition, Motherland, explores the struggle for identity, particularly in terms of Chineseness. And up next, we find out what being Chinese means to Sean. You are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. In the studio with me today, Sean Lean, discussing his exhibition, Motherland. So we've talked about the identity, I wouldn't say crisis, but identity struggle, exploration.
Yeah, maybe.
Part of the exhibition. And part of that is about Chineseness. What does being Chinese mean to you?
To be honest, at this point, I don't really know. But I think the thing with culture, or at least personal culture, it's a pretty fluid situation. I think it changes, and I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that state of flux, essentially. So I'm making peace with who I am instead of trying to fit a certain stereotype of, you know, how I should be or how I should act. Yeah.
Earlier you mentioned that you don't think about, for you, art is not about the pursuit of style. Having said that, how would you describe your aesthetic, or particularly the aesthetic of this exhibition?
Well, this one is quite mechanized in a way, because I don't paint as expressively as I used to for the first show. So a lot of the process is new. A lot of it involves industrial materials and even equipments like spray painting, like those that they use in car sprays. So, but within that series of work, there are some diversity. Some are quite decorative. It's in the tradition of Art Nouveau, you know, early 19th century, 20th century style. And some are quite graphic, you know, in terms of using flat colors, you know, almost vector-like sharp lines. Yeah, so there is some diversity within the series. Yeah.
Would it be fair to say that looking at the two exhibitions that you've done, that you tend to use yourself as a subject when it comes to what you're trying to explore?
Yes, very much so. I don't feel that I'm ready to really tackle things that are outside of myself yet. I think moving on, maybe I'll do that, but I very much feel that I can only speak for myself at this point, and I have kind of stories that kind of interest myself, you know, within myself. So those are the issues that I deal with and want to express, for now at least, yeah.
With car paints, with a more mechanized style, what was the process behind creating the works that we see in Motherland?
The process, a lot of them involves stenciling. And well, I guess it's a less flexible process in terms of I sort of come up with an idea and come up with essentially the final image, you know, sketched it out, and it's all very planned and contrived as opposed to the last one, whereas there were more room and more flexible. So and the process is quite arduous, really, in a sense, more boring than the last one. But you know, the satisfaction of finishing, it's the same. Yeah.
That was actually the question that I was going to ask. You know, if you've kind of had these two opposing styles of process, I guess, which did you enjoy more? You know, I know that, again, going back to the whole monochrome burst of color thing, it's not as if we can predict what's going to be next.
Yep.
But which did you enjoy more? Which do you think is going to shape how you like to work?
Well, like I said, finishing the pieces, the satisfaction is there because I finished a painting. But in terms of the process, I guess the first show, you know, that way of painting, that more expressive and gestural way of making work, that is what I enjoy more than this one. But you learn a lot of new things in this because, you know, I have to pick up, like I said, new skills, and that has its own satisfaction. Yeah.
If you'll pardon the curiosity, you talked about growing up in a more traditional Chinese family, Chinese background. But then you also said you went to art school.
Yep.
And those aren't necessarily two stories that most people associate with one another. You know, there's the whole narrative of if you grew up in a traditional Chinese family, you know, you're a professional no matter what. And at the very least, you'll be a teacher.
Yep.
So how did you manage to get yourself into art school?
Well, I got the scholarship, so because I was contemplating whether to do business or art, so I was applying scholarships like from everywhere, and the scholarship from the art school kind of answered, and maybe that was the main reason. I don't know, because I don't come from a very well-to-do family, so, and that was huge to be able to, you know, get a half scholarship for college. But I guess because I have three older brothers, and my parents were pretty much, I don't know, they pretty much let me do whatever I want growing up, you know, I guess. But they have a very different approach from my older brothers. They were more rigid and more disciplined. At that point, when it comes to me, I guess they gave me like space and quite a bit of freedom by then, yeah.
You were once a T-shirt designer, and you, yes, mentioned stenciling earlier. Mm-hmm. How has the art of T-shirt printing helped to develop the vibrant and strong prints we see in your current artwork?
Well, yeah, I've been doing that ever since I was 16, I guess, because my brothers, they had this screen printing business before it all went bust during the 1997 crisis. And I was doing designs. Well, they had this huge factory, you know, after that they closed it down, they retained the design department essentially. So I was doing that during college to kind of support myself as well. So, but I think a lot of the aesthetics of commercial designs inform quite a bit on this series, you know, in terms of the very American way of designing and compositions and all things like that. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, it's quite, like I said, influential on this series at least, yes.
Moving forward, do you see yourself exploring different mediums?
Yes, very much so, yeah. But I'm doing what my resources allow me to do at this point, which is pretty much still paint and canvas. But I have a lot of ideas for a lot of other things, you know, sculptural installation, things like that. But even within this canvas and paint medium, there is still much left to be explored, yes.
Motherland is currently going on until 17 September 2015. It's happening at Wei Ling Contemporary, which is located on the sixth floor at the in the Gardens Mall. Please call 03-2260-1106 or 03-2282-8323 or email weiling.shares@gmail.com for more information. Admission is free. Thank you very much for coming in today,
Thank
Sean.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Sean Lean about his exhibition Motherland on Front Row today on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.